What do you do for money right now?
I'm a bond salesman.
A bond salesman. All right. Now, you raised your hand and said you would not do what you're now doing to create income if you were asked to do it as an unpaid volunteer, correct?
Absolutely correct.
Absolutely correct. Then why are you doing it for money?
It keeps my mortgage company from writing me letters.
Keeps my mortgage company from writing me letters. How many years have you been doing this?
13 years.
13 years. How many years have you disliked it?
Intensely.
Intensely? Yes, intensely.
3 or 4.
Good. How many years are you willing for this to go on?
Until I can convince them of your idea to forgive me my debt.
All the world hates a wise guy. Well, your mortgage holder happens to be sitting here in the front row. All right. Is it your idea that this is the only way you can cause income to come into your life?
Insufficient amounts, yes.
How old are you now?
37.
You're ready to work another 25 years in a life of quiet desperation in order to keep the mortgage company from writing you that letter? Is this person next to you your wife? You support him in this?
No.
And why don't you support him in this? Why don't you agree with him? What do you think he should do?
Well, he didn't say that he was working on trying to find what he would like to do. That's what I'm encouraging him to do. And if that means making changes, then that's what we do.
Even if you lost the house and moved back into an apartment for a few years? I mean, worse things could happen. Like your whole life going down the drain.
The apartment's not so attractive. Smaller house would be fine.
Well, we all know where we draw the line, don't we? You see, when it comes to the matter of money, we face a crucial life choice. Do I trade my life itself, that which brings me happiness and joy, in order to have this physical stuff? See, what's more important, this or me? Now, if I think you don't understand, Neil, you understand, it's about this. It's this. I've worked all my life for this. Then, of course, there'll be no decision here. See? On the other hand, if it's about this. I've worked all my life for this. This is the most holy thing. This me that I am now holding in my own arms. This is the most valuable thing on this planet. What system of values have we devised in a world that has become so materialistic that we're willing to trade 30 years of our lives to have a physical thing? What is that about? We must ask ourselves that question. And the reason this is crucial for you, my friend, is because if you allow it to go on for 10 or 20 years, not only will you be unhappy, but the amount of happiness, not physical stuff, but happiness that you can give to those you love will diminish in direct proportion to the amount of misery that is increased in your life. You will not be a nice person to be around after a while. And you won't even understand why. If you're not careful, you'll go to where my father went. Well, I don't understand. I'm doing what I was supposed to do. I've got a good job. I'm paying my bills. I'm providing for my family. Sure, I've been unhappy as hell for 30 years, but if you think that that unhappiness is not going to sooner or later seep through, if you think you can continue to turn off the unhappiness when you drive out of the place and come home and be happy and cheerful and wonderful and keep getting away with that for another 30 years, I have to tell you, life is going to disabuse you of that notion. It's going to start seeping through like putty through the cracks. It'll just start coming out. And after a while, your loved ones will go, John, John, it's not worth it. Where did you go? Where did you go? Does anything I'm saying make any sense to you at all?
Yes, it does. Actually, I've been trying to figure out what I want to do. I just have not figured it out yet.
Don't figure out what you want to do. Figure out what you want to be. Here's where the rubber meets the road. What do you want to be? What state of beingness pleases you the most? I am happiest when I am being...
with my family, mostly.
With my family. Good. So that's the first parameter. You need the kind of a job that I have where you can be around your family all the time. What else? I'm happiest when I'm being... give me another one.
Creative.
Creative. Great, great. I'm happiest when I'm being creative. Now, is there any way in your life you've ever discovered in which you can transform the state of being creative into a doingness function? That is to say, something you do in the world. His wife is nodding. Yes?
She seems to think so. She hasn't made me aware of it yet, though. I'm very good at taking orders.
So, in your long life, in your 37 years on your own without your wife's prompting, you have never experienced a way of being the thing called creative in what I call a doingness function. There's no way to do that out, function that out. You've never found a way to do that?
In terms of a way that could be a career?
Not in terms of a way to be a career, because none of us think we can have a career doing what we love. But I mean, is there any way that you have enjoyed being creative in your life?
Problem solving, communicating with people, telling stories, being a wise guy.
So why don't you just give retreats and seminars? If you will allow yourself to move into that state of being creative and even experience the doingness things that you discussed right here, what you sound like to me is a consultant. A consultant who walks into businesses and corporations and companies all over the country and uses your highly developed articulation skills and your wise guy-ness to be one of the three top consultants in the country, or maybe you might even call yourself the three wise guys. And get out of the bond business. Now, I'm going to give you exactly 12 months, because I'm going to give you a long tether on this. Ordinarily, I'd only give you a small time, but I won't be back here for a year. I'm going to give you exactly 12 months to get out of this job you hate and to give yourself an opportunity to notice there's another way to hold on to that house. And if there isn't, that the house isn't worth holding on to at the expense of the days and times of your life. Stop it. Cut it out. You deserve more. Do you agree?
Actually, yes, I do. Very much so.
This is important, this business of money. We've got to get it straight about money. We've got to get it straight. See, this is not a small issue in our lives. This is not a small issue. If it's a small issue in your life, then have some patience. We'll get to your large one soon.